DeSantis, corporate media hungrier to describe parents as domestic terrorists than accurately cover Waukesha massacre. By Hannah Blow on November 30, 2021. The establishment media is hungrier to describe concerned parents as domestic terrorists than accurately cover the Waukesha massacre. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., said during a press conference in Orlando, Florida, on Monday. Is that how it works? The SUVs, they just drive themselves? This just kind of happened? And they say, oh, this was just a big accident. You never actually hear the discussion about who committed this. What was the motivation, DeSantis said of the Waukesha Christmas parade attack. This guy was a career criminal let out on, didn't have any bail basically. Should not have even been on the street, had clear, anti-white animus. And this was an intentional act, he continued, blasting the establishment media. It seems like, for corporate press, they're more apt to characterize a parent who protests bad policies at a school board meeting as a domestic terrorist than somebody who intentionally rams an SUV into a crowd of innocent people, he continued. So you have at least six have died. You have many more that have been injured. I know many people lay in the hospital. So let's just be clear. This was not a car just driving in. This was an attack by a felon who should not have been on the street. And we'll see what the actual motivation was. It very well may have been a response to what happened with Kyle Rittenhouse. And you have to wonder, if that's the case, almost assuredly. The guy's view of Rittenhouse was colored by all these media lies, he said, listing off a few. That's what the media has been doing, and they tend to point a target on law enforcement's back. But this is just wrong and these lies have got to stop, DeSantis continued. And if it doesn't fit your narrative, sweeping the facts under the rug is not doing the service that people deserve. It is what we expect, unfortunately, from a lot of these places, but it's wrong. And I think the way they treated law enforcement across the board over the last 2 years has been an absolute disgrace. So let's just be clear. They are not wanting to cover this Wisconsin thing for what it is. They are not wanting the facts to come out the way they are because the facts do not support their narrative. And it's all about parsing partisan narratives, he added. The governor's remarks come roughly 1 week after members of the corporate press, including the Associated Press, AP, CBS News, and The Washington Post, among others, came under fire for describing the attack as a parade crash. The suspect, Darrell E. Brooks Jr., has been accused of plowing his vehicle into the Waukesha Christmas parade, killing six people, including one child, and injuring at least 62 others. On Monday, Brooks was charged with a sixth count of first-degree intentional homicide. President Biden has yet to visit the Waukesha community and apparently has no immediate plans to do so.